Next patient is let's see, next patient is Janet Libam. That's J-A-N-E-T. Libam is L-E-I-B-H-A-M. L-E-I-B-H-A-M. Date of birth, 3/31/64. Date of visit, 3/20/25. Make copy for Brian Bogdanovics. It's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Bogdanovics, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-S. O-W-I-C-Z, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is spinal illness. This is a 60-year-old female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on BiPAP nightly. And has had polysomnographic study done in Connecticut period. The patient also has a history of asthma and only uses albuterol inhaler as needed. She didn't notice any episodes of wheezing or shortness of breath. There's no daytime sleepiness or and has not gained any weight recently. Patient does have a history of hyperlipidemia and previous history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for exploratory laparotomy and hysterectomy, as well as a history for elbow repair for dislocation. She has had sinus surgery in the past, and the patient has hypertension since more than 10 years. She has a history of atrial fibrillation and left ventricular the patient has a history of left ventricular non-compaction, that is C-O-M-P-A-C-T-I-O-N, non-compaction, C-O-M-P-A-C-T-I-O-N. She has history for arthritis and insomnia, history for peripheral neuropathy and IBS. Patient has diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, allergies to erythromycin and plaquenil sulfa. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of breast cancer, father had hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Review of systems, the patient has no fever or fatigue. She has had apneic episode and no coughing spells. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no heartburn, no rectal bleeding. She has no black stools or diarrhea. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has asthma, hay fever, and eczema. She has no easy bruising or bleeding gums. No joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has palpitations and denies chest pains or calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. And she denies memory loss and denies skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included the Aliquis 5 mg BID, Aldactone 50 mg daily, Doxazosin 2 mg HS, Acebutolol 200 mg BID, Jardiance 25 mg daily, Rosuvastatin 5 mg HS, and Ozempic 1 mg weekly, and Aleve as needed, Gabapentin 200 mg as needed. Next. Physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 115 over 70. Pulse is 80, respiration's 14, temperature 97.8, weight is 180, saturation 96. HEND announced phallic pupils should be active. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and visas are scattered in the upper lung, fields, no cracks on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular, asymmetrical, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap, tenderness, reflexes, 1 plus, no gross motor assets, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea, number 2. Number 2 is a history of asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is peripheral neuropathy. And number 6 is ventricular arrhythmias. Oh, please add in the past history of the patient does have a history of peripheral neuropathy. Okay, next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray and CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. She'll continue with BiPAP as prescribed by her pulmonologist from up north. She will get me a copy of her polysomnographic study and a copy of her compliance report and respiratory care notes. And a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy this for Brian Bogdanowicz, Bogdan Owicz, Bogdanowicz, MD. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.